As the silent seconds dance in their eternity about me and set aflame again the fire to inspire my nimble fingers to procure the pen and awaken it in a resurrection, transforming the ink to the blood of the writer. As once again he bleeds his acquired wisdom like a light into the world.
Good morning, Carbro and the Big Chill. This is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, coming at you from WCOM 103.5 FM. Good morning, John Paul.
Good morning, Claudio.
We are back in the studio coming at you. So they finally announced that we have a recession, those turkeys out there, thinking that the rest of us,
really,
as broke as we are, don't know that.
I barely noticed.
You didn't.
I hardly noticed anything.
Huh.
You mean, did something change between, like, day before yesterday and yesterday? Is that...
They must think, we think, they think.
They think we think.
Somebody thinks
they
so.
Think what they're thinking is what we're thinking that they ought to think, and we don't know what to think.
That's
probably right. It.
So just in case you folks didn't know and hadn't felt it in your pockets by now, that's what's happening.
A recession.
Don't get too bummed out because we're going to get really funny later. We got all kinds of stuff on the plate today. First, want to give
a quick... if that wasn't funny enough for you. Just hang on.
Right, just hold on. That's the weather's changing.
Yes.
I do want to give a quick shout-out, because we may not get to it later, to our sponsors, or shall we say underwriters, the Carolina Theatre of Durham, the historic Carolina Theatre. Big thanks. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. Keep check on that on their website. As well as Studio in the Woods. Or is it Cabin in the Woods Studios? Studio in the Woods, I believe. John DeMersch. The independent film, they're busy releasing Will to Power. I think he's doing all kinds of juggling in California.
Yes, and preparing to finish Sissy's album.
As a matter of fact, I heard that you may have something to do with that. Do you mind me probing that a minute?
I'm hoping to do some work on that, yes. I hope so.
What's in the game plan there?
We don't really have a game plan yet.
Ah.
John and I have talked about my interest in being involved two or three different ways. Production.
And some composing music.
Playing music, in the studio and so forth.
So you're backing up somebody
That's what I want to do. It hasn't been decided that I'm going to do it, but...
Ah, okay.
I may. I hope I do.
I think she'd be well off having you there.
Tremendous amount of fun. I really like the work that she does, so I think I could
kinda
add to it.
Kind of takes you back to the 60s, in a way.
Well, it is kind of reminiscent of the 60s.
Of the folk era, anyway.
Yeah.
The soundtrack that she did for the film, Will to Power, was very folksy. It's on one of our archives, folks, in case anyone is interested. We're also going to be getting into something with ArtSync magazine coming up very shortly. And hello, anyone listening on that regard. Hello, anyone catching us live streaming. We probably have a good-sized audience on that today, since we are going to be announcing the winner for the ArtSync magazine cover through the show.
We hope we have a lot of people listening on the stream.
They might still be sleeping at this point, right?
Yeah. They may be going to sleep now that we're on the air. I don't know.
That's it. Well, let's just lull them.
I think that's not likely, though. But
speaking of that, I might as well go ahead and start off with that. This is something I got from Christine, the founder of ArtSync magazine.
The publisher, the founder, the main cheese.
The main cheese, the big cheese. Just a quick note from them to all of you who submitted your art, and I was privileged to see much of that myself. We want to thank everyone who submitted, all 12,000 of you. That's a pretty impressive number.
Is that enough? Was 12,000 enough?
Is it enough?
I don't know. Maybe we should try to get a few more people involved.
Indeed. We have some truly talented artists in North Carolina, but we already knew that. These are the words of Christine. Don't be surprised if you hear from us. We're already thinking of future covers and features. Well, you might as well figure there'd be a good filing system there to draw from. Hats off to our judges, she says. Zach Schaefer, Katrina Fairbank, Molly McDonough, Claudio Oswald Nidrock. Hey, that's me.
Who is that? That's a strange name.
It's a long name, isn't it?
Claudio... What? Oswald?
Oswald, that's actually
Nidrock?
You know, Oswald is German for Eastwood.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you and Clint.
East of Eastwood,
just like that.
Also, Richard Stott, and Alan R. Hall, whom I introduced into the picture there. A special thanks to George Petros, Deanna Lehman, Randy Warmoth, and Gina Rager. So a little shout-out to all of you folks there, to our judges, and a special thanks to George and company there.
Hey.
Reminders also, free web pages. If you own art or an art-related business and you have not got a website, send us a note. We are giving away free space on our site for those in need of online advertising. To qualify, you must own your own business and not already have a website. Space is limited to 1,000 words or less and 30 photographs. Big news. Once a month, we will select one artist in North Carolina for our yearly gallery exhibit. If you're chosen, you will have 3 pages of gallery space on our website for 1 full year. You can update your gallery monthly with new information and art. This applies to all art forms, and you can find submission guidelines as you go and chase that down.
So I take it that the monthly winner will have a place on the website for a year.
For 1 year, yeah.
So there'll be 12 such places up simultaneously. And
that's true.
Each one then will last a year, and there'll
be sort of a domino principle as the months go by.
So the first one will fall off the second
year. In the new year, yeah.
And yeah, okay.
And so on.
Lovely.
We appreciate you pointing toward the domino effect there. Forums, another category sent here. Check out our discussion forums. We have all of our art departments listed. This is a great way for NC artists to connect statewide. Also, online exhibits. We need submissions for our online exhibits. This includes all art departments. We want to feature different North Carolina artists weekly. Please see the submission guidelines. And finally, get linked. Send us your information.
Can you say that on the radio?
Get linked.
Is that okay?
I guess it's all kind of what you put behind
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
Listen, whatever. Mr. Gow, get linked, will
get
you?
Get linked, okay. You just go get linked. Boy, that sounds aggressive.
I'll have to use it. Just, you know, really confuse people. Instead of using the language they expect, come up with something like that.
There you go.
They're walking around with this problem. They'll, what does he mean by linked?
They'll never know what hit them.
Get yourself linked to a brain, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, get linked. Send us your information, where you'll be exhibiting or performing, and so on. If you have a website and want to be linked, send it to us. If you want an organization posted, send it in. It's free.
Have you been linked?
This is what we're asking.
This is what we're asking.
If
yes.
not, check it out.
Go ahead.
Artsync Magazine.
Get linked.
Get linked. Get hook up.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the rap version of linked.
Yes.
Get hook up.
Yeah, sure.
And I wonder, shall we go into announcing the winners? Should we do that in the early part of the show, or should we hit them with some...
Well, let's have a little bit of drama.
All right, then.
How about if we start with the last one?
I had a funny feeling we were going to do it.
And then that'll add to the drama, and then we can do, you know, a little... Do one, and then wait a while we make complete nonsense, and then do another one.
That's true. We'll spread it out a bit.
Whatever.
Okay. So we're going to announce the 9 finalists, and then finally the winner. And I've got to tell you folks that I had the privilege of being one of the judges, and I considered all of the submissions truly worthy of being exhibited in many different mediums and in the art world. So I thought it was a classy selection all the way around. So, you know, do not be injured by the fact that we only have one ultimate winner.
And only 10 finalists.
Well, 9 finalists and 1 winner.
One of the 10
is the winner, thank
one
you very much.
One of the
much.
10 is the winner. Yes,
get it straight. Let me get it.
So all the other 11,990 people are sitting on the edge of their chairs right now.
Please don't cry.
Wondering if they are one of the 10.
This is the deal, isn't it?
Yes.
And just think of the millions of things that sometimes go on out there and only one gets selected.
Right.
So, yeah, it really gets, you get very small in that pile once it comes to that final choice.
Well, it's pretty exciting, though, when you think about it.
I think so,
being
too.
10 of 12,000.
So number 10. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the names, and I'm also going to do a brief biographical sketch. Christine was good enough to avail me of some information on each one, so this will get you hopefully some good exposure. And I certainly am open to anyone interested in coming on to the speakeasy to contact me, and we can find ways of discussing your art.
But not all at once. Not all 12,000.
No, not
all 12,000.
Gradually, throughout the year, maybe?
But throughout the next 10 years.
Something like that. Yes, it could keep us booked for a while. Might be fun, though. You never know where we can go. These conversations never stay on one theme anyway.
Mm.
So we're beginning with number 10, Tonya Bottomley. And this is a little bio sketch on her.
Bottomley?
Bottomley. Tonya Bottomley.
There's a bio sketch on Bottomley.
It is a bio sketch on Bottomley. Interesting name. That would be good material for Monty Python. Tonya Bottomley. I won't go any further. Tonya. Tanya Bottomley is a native and resident of Western North Carolina. She graduated summa cum laude.
Day.
What?
Cum laude.
I don't care how loud you are.
You don't?
No.
Well, you should just keep it down then, okay?
She graduated summa cum laude.
Yes,
laude.
That's what she
laude,
did.
Sorry. With a bachelor's degree from Winston-Salem.
We don't want to short her a vowel or anything, you know. I mean,
right.
She might need that sometimes.
So what is this loud thing, summa cum laude? With a bachelor's degree from Winston-Salem State University, Tanya also completed courses in design, sculpture, and painting at Brenau University in Georgia. She studied anatomy, a fine thing to study, and figure drawing at the Scottsdale Artist School in Arizona. Boy, she gets around. She studied painting at the Sawtooth Art Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I actually spent some time growing up in North Carolina. Her work is held in private, public, and corporate collections. Congratulations to you, Tanya Bottomley.
Congratulations, Tanya.
Number nine, we have, and we have a very, very brief sketch on him. This is Bruce Peephoff.
Bruce just doesn't want people to know too much about him, I guess.
Discreet sort of fellow.
Yeah, discreet
he's
fellow.
A full-time singer, songwriter, poet, and he's based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, hats off to you, Bruce. You're number nine.
Well, now, isn't that enough for now?
Number nine? Number nine?
Yeah.
Number nine?
Should we cover some other areas before we go on, or
well,
do you
want to
just
let's,
read
let's,
through the whole list?
Let's do number...
I mean, where's the drama in that?
Oh, I see where you're going. Well, let me just put a mark on this then and remind me that we stopped on number nine. We're just going to throw something in here for a minute. I've got an important point to ponder.
The point is...
The point is... Actually, this was an interesting thing I had sent by email. It's amazing some of the stuff that I'm getting by email now. People know you have a radio show. They all want to get their 10 cents in. But this is actually something worth considering. This is something someone sent me that is indisputable mathematical logic.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, this is strictly mathematical, and I'll try to be as discreet with this language as I can. It's a strictly mathematical viewpoint, and it goes like this. What makes 100%? What does it mean to give more than 100%? Ever wonder about those people who say they're giving more than 100%?
Now, where did this come from?
What do you mean, where did this come from?
This bit you're doing.
Mars, for all I know. No, actually, from a friend.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember who it was.
Oh.
Somebody sent it to me on email, and at this point, it's in a pile of papers.
Well, who cares?
Right. It's just a point worth pondering for the workforce here.
Who cares?
And back to where I was.
Where were you?
Let me find this. Something about 100%.
Something. Yeah.
The whole idea of what it is to give 100%, you know, that corporate little theory.
Right.
Give 100% of yourself. Well, we have all been to those meetings where someone wants you to give over 100%. How about achieving 103%? What actually makes up 100% in life?
I think that's a good question.
We're going to take this in a mathematical direction.
And how can you have more than 100%?
This is what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, how can you?
This is. You
know, I don't know the answer to that.
I need a few more drinks in the speakeasy before I can really give you some analysis.
Yeah.
So here's a little mathematical formula that might help you to answer these questions. Now, if A, B, C through Z were represented as 1, 2, 3 through 26, then hard work, H-A-R-D work, would be analyzed quite this way. 8 plus 1 plus 18 plus 4 plus 23 and so on, which comes to 98%.
Sounds like numerology to me.
I think there's some of that in there.
I'm not sure I'm down with that.
Probably a wizard or two. And then knowledge, which according to the letter would be 11 plus 14 plus 15 and so on, will equal 96%.
Mm.
But attitude, which is 1 plus 20 plus 20 and so on, I'm not going to read all those numbers, actually comes to 100%. Attitude comes to
100%.
And both, I guess I can't really say that way, but let's just go BS. BS comes to 2 plus 21 plus 12 and so on, and that actually equals 103%. Now you got to keep these figures in your
head. See, now I understand.
Mm-hmm. Bull, BS, comes to 103%. And look how far ass-kissing will take you.
Uh-huh.
If you make ass-kissing one word, A-S-S-K-I-S-S and so on, it's 1 plus 19 plus 19 plus 11 and so on. This actually comes to 118%.
Oh, that's a lot.
So, the point being here, one can conclude with mathematical certainty that while hard work and knowledge will get you close, an attitude will actually get you there to this 100% realm. It is the BS and the ass-kissing that will put you over the top.
Hey, man, oh, man. See, I've always wondered about that. Now I know.
Thought for today,
now,
you know.
Now I understand.
This may actually be a political archive. I don't know.
Yes, yes. I think it is.
So on that note...
Well,
we are going to number
go ahead,
eight.
Go ahead. Well, who were number 10 and 9 again? Just
now
their
that
names?
You've Now that you've ingested the pre-digested, we're going to number 8.
Tanya Bottomley and...
Tanya Bottomley was number 10. Bruce Pipoff was number 9.
Bruce Pipoff was number 9.
We are now at Alexis Levine.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello. Her bio is... quick sketch. Alexis Levine has devoted the last 2 decades to watercolor and oil painting. Her award-winning paintings have been included in numerous juried and gallery exhibitions, and they hang in private and corporate collections throughout the country, as well as overseas. Alexis does much of her painting in her studio, but prefers to paint outdoors on location whenever possible. Again, congratulations.
Again,
hey,
Alexis.
Lady's got some style there. Number 8 is Alexis Levine.
Congratulations, Alexis Levine.
Now let me see how this works here. Okay, number 7. And we're going to interrupt this again at some point, but I'm going to go on for a little bit. Number 7 is Josh Taylor. And I'm going to read it as it is on his website. My name is Josh Taylor. I was born and bred here in Chapel Hill, right next door to us.
I think he's got the order mixed up there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bred and... Well, no, I guess born and bred.
Yes, not bread
and
butter.
Okay, all right.
Born and bred.
I was thinking of bread and butter. That must have been what it was.
I think you were.
Yeah, he's...
Don't worry, you can eat after the show.
Bread was buttered in Chapel Hill.
There we go.
There we go.
My wife, Anne, and I are very happy to be raising our kids here. The work that I am showing currently includes pieces that are, for the most part, watercolor accentuated by pen and ink. Most of these pieces are character-driven, and almost all have a story behind them. They feel natural. So congratulations, number 7, that is Josh Taylor.
Josh Taylor with his own little autobiographical sketch there.
That's right. Spoken in first person,
Josh
even though it was by me.
Congratulations, Josh Taylor.
Indeed. And our number 6, ArtSync magazine number 6 runner-up. Greta Swaims.
Greta Swaims.
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 Emma's in
like
mother.
S-W-A-M-S?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
W-A-I-M-S.
A-I-M-S.
Greta Swaims.
S-W-A-I-M-S.
I wonder where that name is from, actually. Greta certainly sounds
Greta
German
sounds
enough.
Kind of, or some kind of Slavic or
mm-hmm.
something.
That's true. Greta Swaims. Greta Swaims is...
Could be Nordic.
Her work is held in many discriminating collectors. Her work is held by many discriminating collectors in many parts of the world. She has had 12 one-woman shows... And one of her pieces, United Vision, won Best Show in 3 countries, Canada, USA, and Central America. Congratulations, quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
And traveled all over the country. Swaim has developed her own genre and is easily recognized. And in most cases, she only has to initial her work in all 4 corners and sign the back, enabling the viewer to decide which way they choose to view the piece. That's interesting. I've done some pieces like that myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, interesting.
I like it when you can just sort of make it your perception
sort
of the piece.
Sort of zero gravity type.
Yes.
Art. Yes.
That's an interesting point. Would you consider that, Greta? Zero gravity art. Anyway, congratulations. You are number 6, and I think we're going to take another little momentous interruptus here. So let me remember that I got number 6 here.
This is momentous interruptus
studio. I want to
duo.
Point out something else. Not sure what it is right now. Oh, yes, I am. This is something that I thought was rather charming that got sent to me.
This is, by the way, folks, we're no longer reading the list. We're adding to the drama.
This is a little moment to sort of... We're at number 6, and we're going to get back to the numbering.
Indeed.
Just as soon as I'm done with a little more humor to convey. This is something that was sent to me called When Insults Had Class.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
I really like this stuff.
This is a good one.
These glorious insults are from an era before the English language got boiled down to 4-letter words. Fancy that.
Right.
The exchange between Churchill and Lady Astor. She said, "If you were my husband, I'd give you poison." And he responded, "If you were my wife, I'd drink it."
Yes, indeed. I like that.
Yes, classy, but to the point. A member of Parliament to Disraeli. "Sir, you will either die on the gallows or of some unspeakable disease." Said he, "That depends, sir, whether I embrace your policies or your mistress."
Let's do a response thing here.
A response thing?
You read the first one, and I'll read the quip.
The quip?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Well, I don't know if you can catch
what
quick
do you
enough.
Think?
It's written in very small print here.
Try it? Well,
yeah.
We'll try it.
Said Disraeli, "Whether I embrace your policies or your mistress." Here we go.
Yes.
"He had delusions of adequacy." This is submitted by Walter Kerr. He has all the virtues I dislike and none of the vices I admire, said by Winston Churchill.
That's nice.
I have never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with great pleasure. Clarence Darrow.
Clarence Darrow, yes.
He has never been known to use a word that might send a reader to the dictionary. Oh, he has never been known to use a word that might send a reader to the dictionary. In other words,
right.
This is written by William Faulkner about Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, actually, I think I judge a good book by how many times I have to go to the dictionary myself. Thank you for sending me a copy of your book. I'll waste no time reading it. By Moses Hadass.
And who was he talking to?
I have no idea. All I know is it says Moses Hadass as the person speaking.
Yep.
I didn't attend the funeral, but I sent a nice letter saying I approved of it. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. He had a lot of those.
He has no enemies, but is intensely disliked by his friends. None other than Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde says that, hey?
I'm enclosing two tickets to the first night of my new play. Bring a friend if you have one. George Bernard Shaw to Winston Churchill.
Oh, good. Good.
Cannot possibly attend first night. Will attend second if there is one. Churchill in response. You better catch your breath there. Get a gas mask. I feel so miserable without you. It's almost like having you here. Stephen Bishop.
Yes, good one, good one.
He's a self-made man and worships his creator, John Bright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite
speaking
sure
of whom, we don't know.
One. No.
It would be nice if we knew who these...
I know, I just like the lines so much that I decided, didn't have time to explore them any further. Here's another one. I've just learned about his illness. Let's hope it's nothing trivial. Irvin S. Cobb. I don't even know who that is.
No, I don't either.
This one's by Samuel Johnson. He is not only dull himself, he is the cause of dullness in others.
Oh, boy.
And this one by Paul Keating. That is not friendly. Paul Keating. He is simply a shiver looking for a spine to run up. Boy. Ooh. That one kind of curls.
Yeah.
And this next one is by Charles Count Talleyrand. I've heard that name before. In order to avoid being called a flirt, she always yielded easily. Where is this person?
Yes.
Can we give her the address for the speakeasy?
Yeah.
He loves nature in spite of what it did to him. Forrest Tucker.
Oh.
Why do you sit there looking like an envelope without any address on it? Mark Twain.
Mm.
His mother should have thrown him away and kept the stork. Mae West. Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go. Oscar Wilde.
Oh, that is mean.
Old Oscar liked those little
Oscar's really,
scenarios.
He goes on those after-death type whips.
He uses statistics as a drunken man uses lampposts for support rather than illumination. This is by Andrew Lang. Must have been an author from 1844 to 1912. The next one's by Billy Wilder. He has Van Gogh's ear for music.
Whoa! Oh, that hurts.
I love America. There's a sliced one.
Yeah.
I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it. Groucho Marx. Yeah. So anyway, that's the next interruptus. I'm going to go back to the numbering of the artists being selected for the ArtSync magazine cover. Just to remind everyone, this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else on WCOM 103.5 FM. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, John Paul McClellan.
Yes, indeed.
That's the guy on the other end with the hiccups, and I am your host, Claudio. I'll actually say Claudio Nidrock. I don't know what. I think we're about to get arrested or something.
I guess they finally figured out where we were, and they've come to get us.
The underground just isn't what it used to be. Did you bring your shovel? We may have to dig a new hole.
Well... No, I didn't bring my shovel, but I did bring my machine gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're ready then.
We're ready.
So the number six was Greta Swaim's work. Congratulations, Greta. And we're going to number five now. Sterling E. Stevens, a New Jersey native. Oh, well, I dropped that line.
Wow.
Sterling E. Stevens. Let me start again.
You've got to be careful how you say that stuff.
Right. Could be held to account. Sterling E. Stevens, once again, boy, you've had
Sterling
your name
E.
out there.
Stevens.
Thank you. A New Jersey native. I was just recently on the Cape May shore, so I can appreciate... I learned a lot of things about Jersey I didn't know.
My great-grandparents were Stevens.
Ah. Yes. Well, you guys might know each other. See if you recognize the paintings. Mm. A New Jersey native again. I have kept residence in the southern United States for the last 16 years and currently practice as an architectural designer in Raleigh, North Carolina. My personal background directly influenced my forays into architecture, photography and design, and writing. I feel fortunate, blessed, lucky, and deeply humbled to have the opportunity to creatively regard our physical, cultural, and socio-economic environment, daily observing, reflecting, and impacting the world in which we live. Well stated.
Yes.
Again, congratulations to number five, Sterling E. Stevens.
Congratulations, Sterling E. Stevens.
Going to number four, William Ward Mosley.
Sounds regal.
Sounds what?
Sounds regal.
It does, actually. William Ward Mosley.
Yes.
Here we are. Please move. William Ward Mosley is recognized throughout the United States for his bold and brilliant paintings. He has received more than 100 awards for his artwork. Wow. Participating in juried exhibitions for the last 10 years, his landscape paintings have been on exhibit in group shows throughout the East Coast. Well, a big congratulations to you, sir.
Yes,
William
indeed.
Ward Mosley.
Indeed.
And now we're off to number three.
Are we?
And then we may take another break.
We might need another. Have we done the PSA yet?
I think we're getting a phone call. Whose call is that? I hope it's not your phone.
That's my phone.
Well, turn the blooming thing off. This would be... he doesn't know where his phone is.
I can't find my phone. Oh, here it is.
There we go. It's in his pocket. This is Rich Powell. And I don't want to interrupt you with a ring there. There we go. Acknowledging Rich Powell as the number three runner-up. Rich is currently residing in the small town of Asheboro, North Carolina, a beautiful place, I might say, with his lovely wife, Frankie, and 10-year-old daughter, Bailey. Hello to all. Rich has been illustrating for the past 14 years, while occasionally art directing for the ugly, ugly world of computer gaming. Ugly, ugly world, okay?
Ugly world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. His work appears in publications, greeting cards, posters, book jackets, magazine covers, children's books, and national advertising campaigns. Look for his most current work in Mad Magazine. Wow! Congratulations. And particularly congratulations for being the third runner-up at ArtSync Magazine.
And that again was who?
That was Rich Powell.
Rich Powell.
Number three, and I think we're going to take ourselves another little pause for the cause. I'm going to convey a bit more humor in these recessing times.
Yes, if we can call it that.
Yes. This is a section, I write an article for a local in my hometown of Broadway, where I moved to from Raleigh not too long ago. They have a thing, a lot of Scots live out there, to explain that first. They have a little, what I would call a literary tablet, called the Highlander 2. And I felt like, since I'm almost never home, because I work in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill for the most part, I wanted to do something that would be considered a community service and at least give people a sense of my presence. So I write for them. But I'm not actually reading my stuff today. I'm reading a little collection of funnies that they've got on their back page. Again, this is the Highlander 2 out of Broadway, North Carolina. And actually, I didn't even know Broadway existed. I moved there. I was in Broadway, living on Broadway in New York City, running the Blue Star Bar on 106th and Broadway,
yes.
Living on 96th and Broadway. Come back here, meet a girl from Broadway, North Carolina,
right.
which I did not know existed.
No one knew existed.
And I ended up buying some land from her folks. So
indeed. And that's where you are today.
That's where I am today. It's out in the country. I can actually hear the birds instead of the traffic. That's my preference.
It's lovely.
So, quotes. These are quotes taken from actual. Now, keep in mind, this is the truth coming at you. Quotes taken from actual federal employees' performance evaluations.
Yes.
Since my last report, this employee has reached. I'm sorry. I'm actually going into one here. Again, these are quotes taken from actual federal employees' performance evaluations.
Uh huh.
Beginning with.
This is to let them know how they're doing.
That's right. This is to communicate amongst themselves.
That's right.
I guess management to management. Since my last report, this employee has reached rock bottom and has started to dig.
Yes, that's low.
I don't know where this next one comes from.
In case anybody didn't quite understand that, that's not a favorable evaluation.
No. I wouldn't really go back to that job site.
No.
And the next one is, I would not allow this employee to breed.
Ah.
There must have been some strange connection on that one.
A eugenics fan there.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Something. Next one. This employee is not really so much of a has-been, but more of a definite won't-be.
Never will be.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to be, but no such hope.
Simply can't.
Can't do it.
Don't have the drugs. Sorry. Next one. Works well under constant supervision and when cornered like a rat. These people really like the people they have working for.
Oh, yeah, they've got some good employees.
When she opens her mouth, it seems that it's only to change feet.
Hmm. Well, there's something to be said for that.
Wonder if this is from a cheese factory.
Hmm.
He would be out of his depth in a parking lot puddle.
Ouch.
Yes.
Oh, that hurts.
Look out, that guy's backing up.
Hmm.
This young lady has delusions of adequacy.
Whoa.
He sets low personal standards and then consistently fails to achieve them. At least he's consistent.
Well, that could be good, though. That
he's
could
consistent,
be, yeah,
hey.
But I mean, that could be good. It could be like they're not getting low enough.
Dig deeper, my
See?
Friend.
See?
Mm-hmm. Some drink from the fountain of knowledge. He only gargled.
Just barely gargled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most people just kind of sniff on it.
Again, keep
they
in mind.
They don't even gargle. They just sniff to see what it smells like.
And the fumes take them somewhere.
And that's the end of it, usually. They don't
keep in
far.
Mind, these are actual reports, folks.
I know.
This employee should go far, and the sooner he starts, the better.
let's get him started right now.
Got a full six-pack, but lacks the plastic thing to hold it all together.
Yes, ooh, that's messy.
A gross ignoramus, 144 times worse than an ordinary ignoramus.
Ignoramus, yes. That makes mathematical sense.
I like this next one here. He doesn't have ulcers. He's a carrier.
Ooh. Well, you know, H. pylori.
I'm beginning to understand why every once in a while somebody wipes out and walks into a place with a machine.
Yeah,
gun.
Yeah. Can you imagine reading your review and seeing that on there?
Somebody doesn't like you that much. How it may stir some things.
Yes.
I would like to go hunting with him sometime. I think that's the good old boys in the fishing trip scenario over here.
I'd like to go hunting with him sometime.
Go hunting with him sometime.
Do a Dick Cheney on him, maybe.
Said nothing about giving him a gun.
Yeah.
He's been working with glue too much.
Ooh. I used to have a plumber like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, they used to come in brown bags.
Mm-hmm.
He would argue with a signpost. I've seen a lot of people.
Oh,
do that.
Yeah, I do. I do that
all
the time.
Unusual?
Is that not right? I thought that was.
And there's usually a convenient bench right next to it.
Standard procedure. I don't
for
know.
An overnight.
Okay.
He brings a lot of joy whenever he leaves the room.
People love it.
When his IQ reaches 50, he should sell.
Yes, that's kind of apropos of the day, isn't it?
That's the brain on the stock market, eh?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, some of the people running it ought to sell and leave the country in a banana boat.
Well, a lot of them already have.
Let me know what boat they're getting on so I can spring a leak.
Yes.
If you see two people talking and one looks bored, he's the other one.
Ah.
A photographic memory, but with a lens cover glued on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. A prime candidate for natural deselection. Oh boy.
Yeah. Mm.
Donated his brain to science before he was done using it. What good will it do them?
It's weird, yeah.
Gates are down, the lights are flashing, but the train isn't coming. Obviously somebody's been in the station
Indeed.
Too long.
Mm.
Has two brains, one is lost and the other is looking for it.
Right.
And finally, before this gets any more depressing, if he were any more stupid, he'd have to be watered twice a week.
Oh, yeah, a plant. He's...
I'd say there was a plant somewhere telling them about him, yeah.
Dumb as a plant.
I like plants, thank you very much.
I'm very happy with plants.
I'm an herbologist. Leave my plants alone.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, going back, we just did number 3, which was Rich Powell. Now we're going to number 2, which is Sharon Dowell. Let me get this all right here.
Sure.
Sharon Dowell, and again, I'll be speaking in first person on her behalf. From her website. I do not view my work as stock images or objects, but as an amalgamation of hues and shapes that may change at any second, mimicking life itself. I explore the construct of texture and how it fades my subject to a memory or an emotion. I enjoy the subtlety of overlaying images and complex sensations. I am interested in the documentation of memory and place. I strive to find beauty in often overlooked structures and spaces. I incorporate the energy, the tension, and the emotions felt in the environment from that instant when my feet were planted on the street, in a field, or on the edge of a balcony. At times, commentaries on the changing environment and political or social references surface in the work. The moving of shapes becomes an intellectual voyage as I articulate impressions of my surroundings. Well stated. This is Sharon Dowell, the second runner-up.
Well, congratulations, Sharon Dowell.
Was that the second runner-up? Let's see.
So it's that number two, or was it number three?
That no, it was number two. But we have an interesting thing here.
Oh, you got
I said, oh, you were right. It is 10 runners-up as opposed to 9 and the final being 10. It is 10 runners-up and then the winner.
Oh, I see.
So we are going to number one.
The number one runner-up.
The one number one runner-up, but not the winner.
Not the winner, but...
Just to make that clear, that was my oversight on my part, but the speakeasies are known for their faux pas.
Is that right? Yes.
This is what I'm declaring at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely true.
It has been so declared.
Yes.
So forgive us for that one, folks. The previous one was Sharon Dowell, number
but
two.
But we got the numbers right.
We did, in fact. We I did. Just realized that they weren't running out.
That's right.
And that's it sort of hung me up. But number one is... And I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly here. Wesley Wofford. That's W-O-F-F-O-R-D. Wesley Wofford.
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 Sounds like close.
It does. F-O-R-D I take for Ford, so I figured I'd try and work a Ford in there. Yes. Wesley Wofford, number one. Wesley has worked on over 45 motion pictures and various television shows. His credits include A Beautiful Mind, Hannibal, Batman and Robin, The Rock, and Collateral.
Wow,
that's pretty amazing.
What did he do for those?
I guess he's
some kind of artwork, or
they've been in those pictures somehow. The artwork was either I'm not sure if it was background or how it played.
I would like to.
He has personally worked with such actors as Tom Cruise, Robin Williams, Julia Roberts, Will Smith, Chow Yun-fat, and Russell Crowe. That's an interesting collection.
Hey.
He has been featured in numerous magazine articles and television coverage and has received many awards, including an Emmy from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, as well as an Academy Award.
Lovely.
Well, wonderful having you on board, Wesley Wofford, and congratulations for being number one. Not the absolute winner, but on top of the scale otherwise.
Indeed. Now, have we...
But before we go to number one, I'd like to...
Before we go to the winner,
we're gonna do a few more funnies here.
We need also to do a PSA.
Well, by Jove.
And have you mentioned our both of our underwriters?
I have, but why don't you go ahead and mention it? Hear it in your voice.
Did you mention the Carolina Theater?
Yes.
Who is a generous underwriter
the
of WCOM?
Carolina Theater, yes, absolutely.
LP
of the Speakeasy.
103.5.
They are a generous underwriter of our Speakeasy.
They're supporting the community radio station that you are now listening to.
By way of our Speakeasy, I point out.
By way of our Speakeasy, yes,
go.
Indeed. And then there's that John Demers guy who is
Studio in the Woods,
Studio in the Woods Inc. Whose movie Will to Power is going to be coming out soon. I think
he's representing a few others to the market at present.
Yes, he's got some other things going on. Plus, they're producing an album on Cissy Harrington.
Yes, whom you heard on the show some time back.
Yes, and who will be on again.
Yes,
by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Sometime in the future. Next time she will come and sing.
Well, John knows he has an open door. She'll sing live.
I think she's. We talked about that.
John, we played CDs of hers
John
last
and I,
time.
Yeah, but I think this time we're going to get her to sing live.
Good.
And I may do something with her. We don't know, but maybe.
But in case any of her family is listening, we met them at the screening that I hosted for
Will
to Power.
Lovely family.
Shout out to you folks. I hope you're still tuning us in.
Yes, indeed.
And if you want to do the PSA, that's...
And do we have a PSA to do? I don't have one in front of me.
Just basically support your
Well, there's this, and that is that you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And that, by the way, is your community radio station.
There is that.
Yes,
absolutely. And
indeed.
We would certainly appreciate any support for any particular program that might catch your interest.
That's true. And at some point before the show is over today, we're going to play a couple of pieces from Claudio and John Paul.
Let the folks hear how we sound. Why don't
I've
we jump
got
into
one
that
queued
now?
Up, the Songbird.
Songbird. Why don't we let them hear that you know, you and I go quite a bit back as far as performing on stage together.
Yes, this is from the 90s.
Yeah.
And I recorded and produced this.
Yes, you did. And it was for, we were sending it out to universities at the time to get gigs.
Right. And we actually did this particular piece on a few performances. At the Lyric Theater? Did we do this on that one? Or was that the Temple Theater where we did this one?
We did perform this at Temple Theater, but we've done it in quite a few other places too. And this was part of an award to me as a... the top emerging artist back then.
Yes, yes. And so what this is, this is Claudio's writing
Songbird.
Poetry. And my composition of guitar backing up Claudio.
Essentially his musical illustration or interpretation, however you
want to consider
that. And
I think it's slated, so you'll probably hear the title of it.
I'm not sure it is.
Well, if it's not, it's not. If it is, it is.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Songbird. I can see the gift of freedom that you harbor in your soul. By the way you cast your glances when desires take control. I can see the wings outstretched within you and feel the trembling of your heart as you stand upon your perch of yesterday's memories, facing the crosswinds soon to bear you apart. Your thoughts will bear wings of their own and may often bring you tears. Though someday soon you will have flown to where love will shed your fears. Yes, someday soon, my friend, you'll find, if you only live to try, your every want will so unwind as for one who's learned to fly. So songbird, sing your songs of life and keep your spirit free. Soar high above this worldly strife and sing a song for me.
Et voilà.
Lovely.
A way back performance with John Paul and I on stage.
Yes. Sort of makes it
fun
sound like a song.
Something we need sort to start emerging with again.
Given that the title is Songbird, mm-hmm. This is sort of appropriate, I would think.
And it was actually written for somebody in my life at the time.
Yes.
And we won't go into that.
We won't go too far into that.
No. Shall we go ahead and give them another... let's go ahead and play another one. And what I'll do is I'll go back to the winner after this, and then we'll do the funny stuff that... I got some stuff that the legendary local actor Ira David Wood sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Who is actually bringing his show, A Christmas Carol, to the new... What is it? Durham Arts Center?
Is it Arts Center or... I can't remember what it's called.
Well, the new place has just opened up in... last night? Or no, the night before last. Because they had the blues... The big blues show with B.B. King.
Oh, yeah.
Which I would have loved to have seen. It was a sellout.
I imagine so.
Pretty impressive. Why wouldn't it be, exactly?
Yes, indeed.
But I'll go into some of his material. But let's show the folks some diversity in both your musical style as well as my language. My late best friend was a full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and I've always had a heart for the American Indian. I think.
And I'm, by the way, part Cherokee.
This explains
as well as part Potawatomi.
Which part of...
My mother's side is Cherokee. Mm-hmm. My father's side is Potawatomi.
And which part's a wannabe?
That's the part that I don't talk about.
Okay.
It's the personal,
a wannabe tribe.
It's a personal matter.
Yes, I understand. I can see that. We'll leave that alone.
Yes.
But anyway, my late best friend, his name was Ricky Lynch, and also his lovely widow. They both passed on, Ricky and Ruby. This was a special dedication to them, and just my overall appreciation for the American Indian, I think... The philosophy of the American Indian runs deep in my soul. If I have a religion, that's it.
The Native Americans are responsible for much more that has to do with the democracy or the republic, I should say, that we live in than most people know.
They're the ones who tended this earth long before
white man showed up. Well, in fact, large portions of the U.S. Constitution were lifted directly from Iroquois
That
tradition.
I can believe, their wisdom.
The Iroquois actually consulted with members of the Constitutional Convention when the United States Constitution was being written. They lifted parts of it directly from the Iroquois traditions.
Fascinating. I did not know that.
That's actually the case.
Interesting.
Most people
don't absolutely understand
that.
It because it certainly reflects some of that kind of wisdom.
Yes, it is indeed.
And which is one of the reasons I have a problem celebrating Columbus Day, but we won't go into that.
Well, given that Columbus never actually set foot on the continental United States, you have a justification for, you know, feeling differently about that, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Yes, we won't bring that dog mood in here.
Yes, if you want to learn more, by the way, about Columbus's actual real existence, you should read Howard Zinn's book, A People's History of the United States.
He wrote one of them. Okay.
In which he uses the actual ship's logs from the Columbus voyage.
Do you know the name of the book?
The book is called A People's History of the United States.
Yes.
It's an award-winning book, and Howard Zinn is one of the foremost historians in the United States.
Fantastic. Well, the next piece that we're about to play for you, it's again John Paul and myself in performance, is entitled Ghost Walker's Lament, and I literally put myself in the soul of the American Indian in creating this work, and I think the language will speak for itself, as will John Paul's
Yes,
music.
And once again, I think this is probably slated. We'll find out here momentarily.
Do you have it by number down there? I think it's number
I do.
Eight
I have it,
on
I have
our
it up
CD.
And ready to go.
A CD that is, by the way, available on my website, claudioarts.com.
Very well. Here we go.
Ghost Walker's Lament. Visions of white hands encroach upon our villages like a sweeping mist with death in its wake. They enfold the hands of our elders, chiefs, high priests, and wise men in pretensions of honor, but their promises bear no fruit. In exchange for this desolation, we were asked to sell our heartlands and begin a pilgrimage to where the eagle does not soar, the buffalo do not roam, and vultures fear to tread the thirsty soil. But I say unto you, in the true spirit of my people, and all that once cast shadows upon these grasses, how can we sell you the song of the birds or the croaking of the frogs, the winds that sweep across the plains, the rhythms of the rain, or the currents in the stream? How can we sell what we do not possess? And by what unguided authority may you claim such purchase as your own?
Yeah, that very much has my soul in it. It takes me right back to when I wrote it.
Yes, and we did the minimalist sort of thing with mm-hmm. the percussion, and I think it worked very well.
Which has had a very powerful effect on stage.
Yes.
I think I'm personally a believer that less is more anyway when
Absolutely.
It comes to performance standards.
Yes.
And we are hoping at some point to bring our production, which this is actually part of Seafarers, to the Wilmington area one of these days.
Hopefully so.
Bringing the coast, or the ghosts of the coast, to the coast.
Indeed.
You say that 13 times rapidly.
Yes.
And at this point, we are going to announce on behalf of ArtSync magazine, on behalf of Christine Clemens and the whole gang at the magazine, the whole staff. And
the winner of...
We are announcing the winner of the ArtSync magazine cover.
Competition,
yes. You are the winner. Yours will be the cover. The cover winner is Bruce Mitchell. Bruce Mitchell, a big congratulations to you.
Congratulations, Bruce Mitchell.
And please do consider coming on the Speakeasy. We'll give you the first shot, and we can discuss art and go in any direction we might want. But big congratulations to Bruce Mitchell.
Let's hear about Bruce.
The cover winner. And I'm going to be reading it in first person, as this is how it was taken from his
website. Try to sound like Bruce, okay?
Right, let's see. How do you think Bruce sounds?
Well, I don't know. It's as we go along, maybe we'll get a feel for how he should sound.
Bruce, if this doesn't sound like you, please dismiss it. Again, this is our cover winner, Bruce Mitchell. I was born and raised in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, well, that tells us something.
How do we say that? How do we say it? I know there's a
different
pronunciation.
That's where they say Yod and God.
Oh, well, I can't talk like that.
Can't talk that way?
I don't think Bruce does either.
We don't know.
I was born in is it Worcester or Worcester?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I've never been
Whichever
there.
It is. Massachusetts.
You barely said that.
There. Right. I'm going to begin again.
Start again.
I was born and raised in Worcester, Massachusetts, and have lived in North Carolina since 2003. I was professionally trained as a draftsman, where I learned the fundamentals of drawing. Almost everything I know about painting I figured out for myself by working in the studio, which I have been doing since 1980. I have worked in a variety of styles and media, exploring different approaches to both realism and abstraction in parallel. My recent representational pieces are almost all done with oils. My current series of abstract paintings are also oils. Other media I have used include acrylic, watercolor, collage, ink, pastel, and graphite, as well as printmaking with both dry point and lino cut techniques. Uh-huh. I paint full-time in my Durham studio.
Uh-huh.
Well, shout out to you, Bruce Mitchell. You are the cover winner when ArtSync magazine emerges, which will be, I think it's March 2nd.
Is
the actual launch date, March 2nd,
okay.
Yes. I know that the red carpet treatment will be sometime in February, but the launching of the magazine will be March 2nd. Christine called me and scolded me for the many times I've been wrong on that, so hope I got it right this time, Christine.
Hope so, yes.
And hope not too many ears are burning in that regard. So that is essentially the entire list, the 10 and the number
one. Well, I have an idea. Why don't we go back through them all again and just read the names again from 10 up?
All right. Let's begin with that. Number 10 was, very good point, actually. Number 10 was Tanya Bottomley. Big congratulations. Number 8, Alexis Levine. Number 7, Josh Taylor. Number 6, Greta Swaim. Number 5, Sterling E. Stevens. Number 4, William Ward Mosley. Number 3, Rich Powell. Number 2, Sharon Dowell. Number 1, Wesley Wofford. And the winner, Bruce Mitchell.
Congratulations to all.
To all, indeed. Yes. Excellent work, and congratulations to you, Bruce, as the cover winner for ArtSync magazine.
Right, and congratulations to ArtSync magazine, Christine, Liz, Linda, all.
The gang.
For doing what you're doing. It's an incredible feat. It's an incredible job. And I'm sure that it's going to be marvelously successful.
Truly a noble pilgrimage on behalf of the artist. And the rest of us broke bohemians in this world.
Yes, really.
We can at least afford ArtSync magazine.
Yes.
Because it's free.
Yes,
so
free.
Big thanks, big hugs. And big congratulations. And we're going to wrap it up here very shortly. But before I do
not too shortly. We still have 8 minutes.
We still have 8 minutes.
Yes.
We might just run out of things to say.
I don't think that's going to be.
Rather not say anything.
So far, that hasn't shown to be a problem.
I mean, we
may say a bunch of completely stupid
stuff.
I'm
not sure if that was a compliment or a curse.
We will have something to say.
I thought this is for the males. So, women, you can close your ears on this point. This is sent to me by Ira David Wood III.
Hi,
hello, Ira.
David Wood III.
And I will see you at the, what is that, A Christmas Memory.
Yeah, it's A Christmas Memory, Christmas Memory.
This is,
an excellent, excellent work.
Yeah. Everyone. Big shout out to Peggy Taphorn, who is hopefully joining me on that visit. Let's go here. Here are the rules from the male side, and you folks will have to interpret for yourselves. These are our rules. Please note, these are all numbered 1 on purpose. There is no other number than number 1.
There's only one rule.
Important points. These are one rule that keeps changing language.
That's it.
So, number 1. Men are not mind readers. This is men to women, of course.
I guess.
And then we have number 1 again. Learn to work the toilet seat. You're a big girl. If it's up, put it down. We need it up. You need it down.
Okay.
You don't hear us complaining about you leaving it down.
I told Ida
I was going to share this the punishment for this with him, and we're going to share the couch.
We're going to get in big trouble for all this.
We're going to share the couch.
Yes.
Number 1 again. Sunday sports. It's like the full moon or the changing of tides. Let it be.
Yes, let it be.
Crying is blackmail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was the next number 1, by the way. And the next number 1 is, ask for what you want. Let us be clear on this one. Subtle hints do not work. Strong hints do not work. Obvious hints do not work. Just say it.
Just go ahead and come out with it.
That's it.
Okay.
Number 1 again. Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers to almost every question.
Oh.
Yes and no.
Pretty much, yes.
Number 1. Come to us with a problem only if you want help solving it. That's what we do. Sympathy is what your girlfriends are for.
Ah, yes.
Boy, am I feeling the couch and box springs.
Oh, boy.
Or the couch springs.
Those springs are really going to dig in a lot, aren't they?
Number one. Anything we said 6 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. In fact, all comments become null and void after 7 days.
Yes. There you go.
Maybe some of this will get through and we'll actually have a better life.
Rule number one.
With the opposite sex as a result of this. Rule number one. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask.
Yes. If you have to ask, yes, you probably are
fat.
Yes,
darling. So sorry, but you know, you can tell that indentation on the couch. That wasn't my side.
Yes. You know, I never ask my wife if I'm fat.
Does she ask you?
If I'm fat? Yes. Yes.
She needs frequently. Your opinion on that matter.
Frequently.
Okay.
Frequently.
Yes. What about if she's fat?
No, she rarely asks me that.
Mm. Number one. If something we said can be interpreted two ways and one of the ways makes you sad or angry, we meant the other one.
That's it. Yes.
That's right.
All the time. That's a standing disclaimer.
That's right.
Yes.
Number one, you can either ask us to do something or tell us how you want it done. Not both. If you already know best how to do it, just do it yourself.
See? Hey.
There we go.
Well, that's easy.
We might be able to relieve some tension.
That makes things easy on both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Number one, whenever possible, please say whatever you have to say during commercials.
That doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
This is obviously,
you know, that should be easy.
Obviously a television rat. Number one again, Christopher Columbus did not need directions and neither do we.
Mm. Again,
don't blame us.
Read
for
Howard Zinn.
Right, there we go. And don't blame us for not asking for directions.
That's right.
One, all men see in only 16 colors, like Windows default settings. Peach, for example, is a fruit, not a color. Pumpkin is also a fruit. We have no idea what mauve is.
No, that's right. True. Yes. Mauve? What the heck's
that? I
hesitate
to contemplate that one.
I have no idea.
All right, we're getting close to the end here. If it itches, it will be scratched. We do that.
What else are you supposed to do?
I think that's just a subtle way of saying we'd like to...
Well, you could get some cream, I guess.
We'd like to travel on that
body.
Put
that on there.
Number one, if we ask what's wrong with you... I'm sorry. Number one, if we ask what is wrong and you say nothing, we will act like nothing's wrong.
Hmm.
We know you are lying, but it's just not worth the hassle.
There's nothing to be gained.
If you ask a question you don't want an answer to, expect an answer you don't want to hear.
Mm.
And the next number one... When we have to go somewhere, absolutely anything you wear is really fine. Really.
Pretty much, yeah.
Number one, don't ask us what we're thinking about unless you are prepared to discuss such topics as baseball or golf.
Okay.
Yeah, not with me.
Not my thing.
No. Number one, you have enough clothes. Number one, you have too many shoes.
Number one.
Number one, I'm in shape. Round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
Number one, thank you for reading this. Yes, I know, I have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Yes.
But did you know men really don't mind that? It's like camping.
There it is.
Okay, Ira David Wood, we're sharing a couch. It better be a double.
Yeah.
Just a shout out to that, and I guess it's time for us to sign off on the speakeasy ArtSync magazine. Big hugs to all of you folks out there.
Big hugs to everyone. Are we really through?
I think we're through. I don't know if we even have time for closing music.
I think we need about 30 seconds.
Well, let's take those 30 seconds
before we put on the closing music.
And play the closing music. Thanks for tuning us in today.
So what we will do is we will just go ahead and play the closing music.
I think,
what do you think?
It might be a good idea if you turn your motor off and turn that motor on. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, thanks for tuning us in today, folks. And this is it from the Speakeasy. Until next time, cheers.
Once again, a chill night wind blows its gales across the sea. As the sunset casts an inflamed and rippled hue across the waters. Vast distances of liquid motion stretch their infinity before me. And I have rarely felt so free. The sails are drawn for a night of rest. Where I go from here, the sea knows best. As the veils of night descend upon me, the moon emits its silvery canvas against a spectacle of aquatic celebration, as is only seen by night. The stars are scattered worlds of light against an opaque sky. And the nightfall is a constant whisper of the mysteries around me. Truly, all description would defy the beauty I choose herein to proclaim. Yet still, though encompassed by more wonder than many a man has e'er freed his soul to admire, my thoughts are adrift with a song of my heart, and the song of my heart with a voice of my soul. Adrift, adrift, adrift. Drifting ever back to you.